Last week on the show, we talked about how white nationalist groups have been attaching themselves to classic writings and teachings of Greece and ancient Rome. Now it appears one of those groups, calling itself Identity Europa, is looking to expand its presence in Arizona. Jared McDonald Evo, investigative reporter for the Arizona Mirror, has looked into it and is with me. Jared, what should we know about this group and how long has it been around?
Identity Europa, they've been around for a little bit, not super long. They've kind of come around at the rise of the alt-right the past few years. One of the key things to know about them is that they kind of came onto the scene as a group that was trying to rebrand in a way this idea of white nationalism and white supremacy in a way that we've seen before with some of these groups where they use classical literature or history to try to prove a point. And that's kind of where the name has kind of come from with Identity Europa. They have this idea of reclaiming the white identity of Europe and reclaiming, you know, what it means to be a European in some respects. That's kind of one of their, how they kind of got started in a way.
The rebranding is partially to reassess white nationalism or reaffirm that without it necessarily being fact-based, but that's how they're trying to apply it in some sense?
Correct, because one of the key things that Identity Europa is big on doing is recruiting, you know, college-age white men. Their idea is to kind of, I've heard some people refer to them as they're trying to be the thinking man's white supremacist. Like, they're trying to bring these sort of ideas to a general population that has kind of been somewhat against this kind of thinking, which is, you know, your average college age, you know, individual who tends to not harbor these types of ideas and these types of opinions. And so in 2016, this was kind of started as a way to try to move the conversations on college campuses in their kind of direction.
And Jared, what is the connection between this group and Arizona? Have they just recently decided to settle here?
So yeah, the group has always had a presence in Arizona. Back in starting in 2016, when this group kind of started becoming big, and they had a project where they were posting flyers at college campuses for their group. All the major universities here in Arizona had tons of flyers posted, including ASU, NAU, a lot of the community colleges, U of A. We've seen them do demonstrations along freeway overpasses where they hold banners promoting their group. So they've been active in Arizona, but recently last month, another nonprofit news group called Unicorn Riot, they had gotten their hands on some leaked Discord chat server logs that this group had used nationally, where like all their different groups used to communicate with each other. And within that, there was a lot of information about, you know, where they wanted to go, things they wanted to try to do, and some more, and it showed more of their racist beliefs than that they have publicly put out before. It kind of dropped the curtain on what they actually believed when these chats got released. And so there's been a push by the group to kind of rebrand, to become something else. So one of the main figures behind the group, Patrick Casey, has gone on to try to start a new group called the American Identity Movement. One of the articles of incorporation for the group is out here in Arizona. It appears that they are using the Arizona Corporation Commission to create the different entities that they're going to use. And Unicorn Riot found that through their own research that Patrick Casey had gone through the Arizona Corporation Commission to create the LLC and all that for this new movement. I looked a little further into it, and it appears that also Identity Europa itself has a few different LLCs out here as well under Patrick Casey's name, as we saw yesterday out at the Gilbert Patriotism Over Socialism rally. There were some of these groups present, like, you know, the Proud Boys, who have been kind of associated with some of this identitarian politics that groups like Identity Europa subscribe to.
Let's talk a little bit more about Patrick Casey, if we can. What else do you know about his background in terms of, there was even something about him wanting to take over the GOP.
Patrick Casey has been a big player in the Identity Europa group, and he kind of has gained some notoriety for some of the things he said. He said, you know, specifically that he wants to, you know, kind of stealthily take over the GOP. And that's something that we've seen in a lot of these these far right white nationalist groups have said similar things. And he even was known for showing up at things like CPAC, where he would be trying to get lots of meetings with different, you know, high ranking Republicans, just kind of maybe try to swing them towards his cause. He's very much about trying to shift how people perceive groups like this to make them seem a lot less radical than they may truly be.
That's Jared McDonald Evoy. He's an investigative reporter for the Arizona Mirror. And Jared, always good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you for having me on.